And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 1090 AM, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very sunny and quiet San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. We're just having so much fun with Andy. He is such a great guest and so entertaining to have here, and talking about fishing, this incredible fishing down on the four to basically three to ten day trips, really. And then, of course, those amazing Mag Bay trips that he's going to be doing based on out of La Paz. Super fun talking with Andy here, and we still have another hour left for you and giving away a great prize.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. You're going to get to take your pick of anything on the Costa website. $300 coming your way to any lucky caller or texter that wins at the end of the show. And again, if you want to give us a phone call, it's 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text, and that texting is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We take one potential winner from all the phone callers that make it on the air. We take one potential winner from all the text messages that get read on the air. Then Andy's going to flip a prize coin at the end of the show, and that'll designate whether the prize today goes to a caller or a texter.
Yeah, and speaking of texter, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. I always love listening when Andy's on, especially the stories and all the years of knowledge. I've been waiting for 2 years, and my time is almost finally here for the June heat trip. Andy, given the conditions you're seeing this year, what do you anticipate the June heat will be like? Something new for this year or great fishing like years past? Thanks in advance. Can't wait to see you. Kurt in Vista.
It's time for the crystal ball.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Bring it, man.
Polish that thing out.
Yeah, like Nostradamus.
That's what we're doing. What is June heat?
June heat is a 15-day trip that we do. It's the last trip of the long trip season. Long trip meaning 15-day, 16, 17-day trips. And it leaves in the end of May and gets back, you know, in the beginning of June. I think it's back on June 12th. But it's a popular trip, and it was manifested by our one and only Jack Nielsen.
Really? Yeah. That was Jack's trip?
I didn't know that.
Well, it was originally a Michael Folks trip that was June Heat that named it, and then Jack and Leo took it over as with Accurate probably 15 years ago.
Wow.
So that is still an Accurate trip. And the beauty with all of the Accurate trips is the gear that they bring out.
Yeah.
So it does give people an opportunity to come out and attack giant tuna and wahoo and be exposed to some of the state-of-the-art gear that's available. This whole thing with the gear, you know, well, let me get back to the June heat trip. The June heat trip is a great trip. It's got a solid core of people that are very comfortable with each other. And, you know, the comfort of these trips is, that's part of it. You know, you come out, you find a group that you like, and you come back to that same group. We've got people that have come out on the same trip year after year for 15, 18 years.
And are there spots available on that, or is it always sold out?
I think it's sold out.
Yeah,
it's one of those.
Well, as are a lot of the trips on the Red Rooster. You guys don't even have online booking, and you say you're pen and pencil, and
we're pen and
we are, and you sell out every trip.
We are, and the pen and pencil.
There must be a reason.
Well, the pen and pencil thing is can be frustrating, especially when we're trying to market something new like these whale trips, you know. So it has been a struggle, but with the help from you guys and some of the other outreaches that I have, we've been able to put new things together. But putting new things together is difficult, no matter how you do it. But with the long running trips, June heat, I mean, Michael Folks made a movie on that years and years ago, you know. I think I was 23. years old. I just got of drinking age.
And that's typically when all the other long-range boats are shifting, either doing maintenance or they're shifting over to summer trips.
Yeah, so it does give you the run of the place.
Yeah.
You know, so which is nice. You know, it's always nice to have the run of the place, sure, regardless of where you are. So,
yeah, have you ever had to dodge a hurricane?
I have.
You have.
I think that's kind of a little early,
but it can happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have had to dodge hurricanes at that particular time successfully, mind you.
successful dodge.
And what people probably get the idea now with the internet services that we have and these vast applications on weather, National Marine Weather Service, and windy and buoy weather, we can strategize very well.
Totally.
Very well now. The whole hurricane thing that we had to deal with 20 years ago, they're always there. It's always going to be an issue, but you can make sure that you put yourself well away from any hazard, which increases your safety on board Red Rooster.
That's awesome.
For sure. All right. Hey, we have a great callers, text. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
We're going to talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Tom, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Tom.
Yo, Tom. Looks like we might have lost Tom.
Well, look who's on the line. Mr. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Mike, are you really on the Royal Polaris right now?
I absolutely am, and we're having an absolute ball.
Wow.
Listening to Andy talk about all the trips. This being here on the boat and listening to that is just an endorsement for anybody to get signed up on whatever trip that they want to go on next fall. This is spectacular. The ocean right now is as calm as could be. Oh. We had a day yesterday. We normally on this trip, we don't even fish the first couple of days. We just head south, but we found a spot of yellowfin just outside, maybe 15 miles outside of Cedros, and we started catching fish Friday evening, and they bit into the dark, and then the guys really just kind of quit. We had dinner, and then the next morning, we were still in the same area. The fish started biting at 6 in the morning. We had one drift that went from 6 a.m. until dark. We never started the engine the entire day. And these fish were all in the, I think a really small one would have been 30. And most of these fish were in that 50 to 70 pound range. And it's just to see that volume of fish bite all day long. I don't think there was any time we didn't have a couple going, and sometimes everybody was bit. It was really spectacular fishing.
And you said it was every bait in the corner.
It was. If you could, all you literally had to do was find a bait and toss it off the corner, and quite often you were bit, you know, within 3 seconds of it hitting the water. And that wasn't like that all day long, but you'd go sometimes 2-3 fish in a row that way. You'd land it and go put a bait on and cast back out, and you'd be back on right away. So everybody just had a ball.
Sound
needless
like
to say, the crew worked. And I told them, I said, with our group of guys here, you guys work double time to keep us all out of trouble. So they did a great job. By the way,
yeah. And you were talking about Jonathan Yamani really running the boat and the crew there doing such a great job, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces on the boat, but I'll tell you what, this is one of the nicer, more pleasant trips that I can remember. And I mean, they're all very enjoyable, but these guys work well together, and they really pay a lot of attention to the passengers. A lot of these guys, this is their first time to go on a longer trip, and so they've needed some extra help. And I mean, nothing. You tried to tie a hook on it, and they're right there saying, "Can I help you with that?" And it's just really, really incredible, and an endorsement to the San Diego Long Range Fleet. I think everybody's standards are quite high and make it very enjoyable for the new person. So if you, it's one of those things where you're thinking, oh, I always wanted to do that, but no, just get signed up and go. And these guys will take care of you. And it's really fun. The fishing, like I said, we're on a 10-day trip, and yesterday was our second day. And these guys are like, I'm already done. You know, I'm already done with my tuna. I can't.
Unbelievable. Now, this is a Davis Boats trip that you're hosting for Harold. And you also have a Rollo charity giveaway on the boat, too, right? Raising
raising money for
this is the time of year when we sell the annual raffle tickets. We started selling them there at Tackle Day a couple weeks ago, and then we'll continue, and we're selling them here on the boat, and a lot of very generous donors, and so we're doing that, and then when we get back, we'll have several other things that we'll hit you guys up to get us on the air and let people know about it. But the goal, obviously, is to sell as many raffle tickets as we can between now and Day at the Docks, which is when we do our annual used tack.
That's great. Well, Mike, great to hear from you live from the deck of the Royal Polaris, somewhere down in Yellowfin Zone.
I'm gonna send you a photograph here in a moment, if I can get it to go through, Pete. This ocean, I'm not joking. You could water ski here if you were in a small boat.
Kind of ocean. I love an ocean.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's just a great ocean when it's
like
that.
It's like that here right now.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. But Mike Lum, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rollo, enjoy your time off and stay away from that phone. Don't work too hard. That's the only problem with Starlink is that you.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Everybody says that, but I'll tell you, there's several guys on this trip that I don't think, and me being one, that could not have gone on this trip if it weren't for Starlink. So
yeah,
it really does make a difference when you have to stay in contact. And I wish I didn't, but I do, and glad to do it. And the Starlink is making that possible. So
yeah.
Anyway,
that's pretty cool.
Anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Great to hear from you. I appreciate the call.
Andy, you were just talking about the communications and how things are so much different nowadays. And I mean, that phone call was such a perfect example. I remember.
Sounds like he's right next door.
He's
in the middle of the ocean.
I started doing the radio show, Pete, with you when I was 13. And that was like old school high seas radio phone and like satellite calls that like had a gnarly delay. And everybody was waiting until the delay was over. And then all of a sudden, it got so much better with this and that, and then dispatch. And now, like, Mike sounds like he's on a cell phone next door to you. They're 500 miles from here out to sea, and just it couldn't. I mean,
he is on his cell phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty spectacular, man. It's really cool.
I think what's amazing with that was the transition, too, because we were all locked into these KVH satellite companies.
Big giant domes.
Yeah, with the big domes and the iffy connection and the pretty expensive airtime, and then now we've all, you know, the airtime is still expensive. Don't think that it's not.
No, it's not free.
But you get something for it now.
Right. Yeah. That's
you
a
know,
great way to
and,
say
and,
it.
And the transition to move over, I mean, in order to put that antenna on, it was an adapter, and maybe you welded together an aluminum bracket, and you put the antenna on and plugged it in, and it was like, oh.
That's it.
It's game on. You know,
so you can take off all that dispatch stuff, all that KBH, all that stuff.
You wouldn't believe the amount of wires we took out of that mast this year.
Really?
It was unbelievable. Miles of wires.
And what happens to a business KVH? That thing just went out of business. Had to be, right?
No, I think that they still do a lot of like Emersat stuff.
Oh, do they?
With big boats.
Big ocean.
Not little guys us, but you know, with big boats and where they've got giant crews, because
cruise boats and things like that.
Yeah, I mean something they're still in business. I got an email from them the other day.
Yeah. Hey, I have a great text here from Steve in Tahoe. It says, "Great show this morning. Was wondering if the Roosters is collaborating with Cedros Pangueros to fish the Cedros and Bonitas Islands."
We did a lot of those trips last year. That's a good question. We have not done those trips this year. The reason that they were popular last year is because we had the lack of wahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because there's more chances at wahoo out of the Laos Rocks, we didn't want to jeopardize that opportunity for fishing yellowtail. So that's why we didn't incorporate them. I still have the same connections. I have the same guys for clearance, and I have shared it with some of the other guys, and you might see some opportunity to do that. And finding out that the best time for that particular fishery is more June, July, early August. And last year when we did them, you know, it was obviously September, October, November. And I'm not saying it wasn't a great experience, but the fishery does thrive earlier in the year. So It's still alive and well. The reason that we haven't done it is because we didn't want to take away chances of Wahoo for people. That was it.
Gotcha, yeah. Hey, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Busy on the text, but we do have lines open if you want to get through. Talk to Andy, 213-432-1090. You have another great text, huh?
I thought so. And it says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Andy, listening to this has got me dying to finally do a full long-range trip. My question is, are there any type of payment plan options available? How does that work out if we want to chip away at a long-range trip? And that's from Matt in Los Angeles.
You know, that's a great question, because this is an opportunity where you basically do 0% financing.
You're right. Yeah.
You know, you can call the office and you can put down, you know, $500. And then you can just put down $300 or $400 a month.
Chip away.
And there's no interest rate on it. And you just keep picking away, And then when your time comes to pay you for your trip, you're like, oh,
I'm paid.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's free.
And a lot of people do it.
It's free financing.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You know?
So and book your trip for next year now. Start sending $300 in every month, and you're done.
A $500 down payment does not necessarily secure things in this day and age. Because, as we know, what is that, three fill-ups in your truck?
Right? Yeah.
So, but it's a good place to start, and then you can, as soon as you get up into $1,000, $2,000, depending on how long a trip you want to do, but it's basically $500 a day is what the trips cost now. So you can keep putting money aside and putting it into the books, And the next thing you know, you're up to $3,000. Your spot's completely secured and you're ready to go, man. That's just the way it is. And the thing is that people are really hip on being grandfathered in. You know, they become number six. Well, I want to be number six. Then I want to be number five. Until they get that coveted number one on the manifest, you know. And, it does give you some benefits. You get on board first. You get your pick of the tackle rack area. Trolling team one, I guess, would be another one. Kite rotation one. But there are some perks to being high up on the list. And we do secure that big time. Yeah, because we have a lot of people that are really interested in having their spot saved and being where they want to be and where they've been for the past, you know, 8-10 years.
And so that works, just the rundown. If you were on the trip previous, then you're of an earlier number, and the guy that's been on, and you have your deposit down as soon as the trip comes back.
You have 2 weeks.
Okay.
Once the boat, if you go on an 8-day trip, and oh my God, that was great, that was fantastic, and you come in, and you want to go on that trip again, you have 2 weeks to pay. Once the 2 weeks is up, then we start bringing in open people, you know, so it will diminish.
Right.
Usually people come
in. There's a high demand for trips on the Red Roots.
Exactly. There is a high demand.
Yeah.
And there's
a reason for it.
Yeah, and a high demand for that coveted spot.
Sure,
you know?
Right.
Hey, I want to be, and I'm sure there's like some internal hierarchy, like, well, I'm the number three, you know? I mean, who knows? But, I don't listen that clearly, but I'm sure number three has got a little bit more, you know, oomph than number 17.
But hey, as long as you're on the boat, it really doesn't matter.
You know,
right?
They're all the same. Everybody's the same. You pay the ticket price, everybody gets the exact same treatment. Everybody gets the exact food, the same service, the same beautiful staterooms. There is, you know, we just don't, there's zero discrimination, you know, as far as that goes, when you have a list.
And in today's day and age, $400 or $500 a day for a trip is a bargain for what you can get. You look at any other fishing lodge, fishing resorts, it's $1,000 a day. I mean, pretty much lock, stock, and barrel, $1,000 a day. My wife went to a cooking class in Mexico City. It was close to $1,000 a day.
Yeah, for entertainment.
It's like, just for because you've got everything involved.
For
right?
entertainment. Well, as you know, this industry is focused and is catered to blue collar.
Yeah.
That's how, and that's why you go out with 23 people. If we could all afford to go out on our own yacht, then we would, but
I don't know how you guys do it for that price.
That's what I'm saying.
Bottom line.
Try to go to a destination and wrap up food and lodging and entertainment
everything.
And fishing and guide and bait.
Transportation.
Try to do all of those things at a cost that's literally half of what it is to go on a boat. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's still the best dollar dollar value that exists. And to have a crew that's catering to you and helping you with all your gear, there's nothing like long range fishing.
The beauty of the whole thing is when you land a nice 80 some pound tuna, maybe it's your personal best on a ridge trip, and you're all excited, and then you turn around and there's 27 people watching you get your picture.
Yeah, that's cool, man. No doubt.
How do you like me now?
I love it.
I do believe I have a contender.
Hey, it's time for our FishDope.com report.
You got it, bro. Today, that catch report sponsored by our friends at Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check Fisherman'sProcessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. Hey, we got the man. Yusuf is standing by, the Angler's Realtor. Good morning, Yusuf.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How we doing? Great show today.
You want to go on that trip, don't you?
I do, man. I've been sitting here listening to you, licking my chops, wanting to book. So I've already got me and three buddies are wanting to do it.
Yeah, we'll grab the spot right away. Great.
All right, guys. Well, the sea bass are starting to turn on here, and the halibut are starting to bite. Sea bass have been biting for the past 2 days up at Santa Cruz. They may have bit again this morning, but I guess it's been a pretty decent bite. Backside of Catalina has been pretty good in 50 to 60 feet of water using live squid for both sea bass and halibut. Santa Barbara Island has been biting as well over at the caverns. St. Nick as well in the sand spit. SCI had a good yellowtail bite over in the Pyramid Cove area in 130 feet of water near the caves. Everything has been from about 3 a.m. to sunrise, all on dropper loop live squid. The tuna bite is still going pretty well over on the Tanner and the Cortez Banks. All fish are about 30 to 60 pounds, and that's all bluefin with some large yellowtail mixed in. Everybody's on the anchor there. It's all anchor fish, and there is some 8 to 10 pound bonito swimming around with those. The yellowfin that we had down south have pushed down even further. They're kind of getting out of our reports here, but they are down in the 29 block and further. That fishing, I guess, is still pretty decent, but we won't be covering it from here on out. And that's it for the Fish Dope Report.
And of course, fishdope.com. Danny, you heard from Danny yesterday, filling in for Mark Wish, and, of course, feeds all the information to Yosef there. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your code. And the real estate game, how's it going, Yosef?
It's going really well. Things are starting to move. We've got a new president coming in, and I think our interest rates are going to be falling here, and you're going to see the market kicking up and getting back on its feet and back to what it used to be.
Time to get on it. And, of course, how do we find you if we want to get the best real estate guy around?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. On social media at Cal Realty. You can also get a home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com. That's a free evaluation.
Free evaluation with no strings attached, too. I did that for my house and just SoCalHomeEval.com. Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See you, bro. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Phones are packing up. We want to get through 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it.
How about we talk to Kathy calling us from the Donner Summit this morning.
Whoa.
Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Donner Summit. It's a snowing?
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
What's up, Kathy?
Good morning.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, watching you live on Facebook. What a nice new addition.
All right.
So I have a question for Andy this morning. Andy, with the new repower on the boat, I hear your boat is significantly faster. How much quicker can you get down to Hurricane Banks to get us into some good fishing grounds?
So you guys have always been the fast ones. How can you be faster still?
Well, it's a whole speed type thing. But, no, it you know, it was a really tough year with regulations. You know, we had a really late start because of a stability issue. And, you know, we had to disappoint quite a few people. We had to cancel 10 trips.
Ten trips
in the beginning of the season. And that was all based on a stability issue. But we finally got that resolved, and we were able to run, and then we finalized that whole thing here actually just a couple weeks ago, so we were able to run with status quo. But the new engines are really nice, you know, and it's quiet on the back deck with the mufflers, but it's just a fast boat. You know, there's hull speeds on these boats, and you can make them go as fast as you want depending on how much you want to spend, but it is a very economical boat. And
what's your typical cruise?
About 11, 11,
wow.
1.
That's flying for a boat.
Yeah,
like that.
Over a period of 80 hours.
Yeah.
You know, look at what you end up with. You know, an extra knot, you know, it's a day.
It's a lot.
It's a day. So are we going to get there any sooner? Probably not. It just depends on what's practical, you know. I mean, you don't, what's the difference of getting there between midnight and 3 a.m.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be there at a practical time. But no, we are 100% compliant now with the repower.
The tier 3.
With the tier 3 and with the stability.
And you have three engines in that place.
There's three engines.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been... it's been a hard road.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah, well,
it
was really, with all the new regulations, Coast Guard's just making it more and more difficult. And the stability thing, it's not, doesn't have anything to do with the safety of the boat. The boat is safe or more safe than it ever has been. It's just bureaucracy, right?
Well, what it is they have a different regulation.
Yeah.
They did a different regulation for an old criteria.
Yeah.
And that's where they had a mix-up. And we finally resolved that just about 8 days ago.
Unreal.
So I know. So
that's just what I want to say. It's not like the boat was any more or less stable. I just didn't want to make it seem like a passenger is going to have, like, you know, the boat was unstable, so that's why we weren't able to run.
No,
I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with that. It was just with weight changes, mm-hmm. and you've got to go through this process, and they have new regulations, and we have old calculations. So it all mended. Everything is done.
But what a nightmare. To go through that.
It was. It's been tough on all these boats with the egress. Egress was the fire safety,
right.
Putting in new fire escape hatches, putting in new drills and new egresses on getting out of the boat in the event of an emergency. That was done last December. You know, you had some of the guys doing drills where we took 42 people down the Christmas Eve and did a U.S. Coast Guard drill with 42 people.
Wow.
Talk about dysfunctional.
Yeah.
But on the backside of it, it's done.
Yeah.
Right. It's
so Coast Guard had to stand there and watch as 42 people went in and out.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then they signed off on that, and then there was the repower, and then there was the stability, and now we are clear.
I bet you're feeling good about that.
What's your normal load on the Red Rooster?
Passengers?
Yeah.
On 3 to 6 day trips, it's 30, and on these 8 day trips is 29, and then on our long trips, 15 day trips, is 23.
And then on those fly down, fly back to La Paz for the Mag Bay trips,
the whale trips are 23.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the idea is that you have two people in a room, and there's 16 rooms.
Ah.
So it gives you the leisure, and then of course I got to have a room for Ellie, for the masseuse.
Oh, the masseuse.
Oh
yeah.
So, but yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of rooms, and it does make it very comfortable, and everybody spreads out. And the rooms are just a place of zen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can get away, turn on the reading
big
light,
spacious room,
air conditioning, and just, oh, you know what? I think it's time for a nap.
Sign me up.
John in Huntington Beach writes, good morning, Captain Andy, Rick, Pete. Awesome show with great storyteller. What is the most memorable experience you've had in 35 years of fishing? Clipperton, Clarion, thanks.
You know, this is kind of a long historical story. Was we were at Rocca Partida. I think I was about 20, 23 years old, the legend John Grabowski was running the boat. He ran the boat for a couple of years in the beginning of my career and taught me a lot. Very, very good skipper. But anyway, and we were fishing Rocca Partida all night, and it was biting like you wouldn't believe. And I got jerked in the water by a gaffed one fish. You know, young, okay, yeah. I got this.
Don't worry about it.
It's only a 300-pounder.
Yeah. Don't tell me, old man. I'll be fine.
Yeah, this thing lit up, and whoosh, there I went flying. And then it brings on another situation where we were at...
And this is at night.
This was at night.
Of course it was.
Yeah. And
with sharks roaming around.
Fish and gas and all this stuff. So I got back up on the boat. And then here 20-some years later, we were at Golden Gate Bank, and we were fishing those big tuna there. And I gaffed this one, you know, some 20, 25 years later.
Right.
Yeah, I got this one. And whoosh, right over the side. But I didn't let go of the gaff.
Ooh.
So I had this fish that was pulling me, and I was about 15 feet underwater.
Oh.
And then the fish gave up and floated, and I got him.
Hey, you won.
You handed the gaff
and,
up.
And I handed the gaff to Art, and Art, when he had swung too and missed, and the gaff kind of nicked me in the leg.
Ooh.
His gaff did.
Ooh.
But that was memorable as well. And yeah. I held on to that thing, and the guy said I was probably 10, 12, 15 feet underwater.
Whoa.
And then we both just floated
that's
up.
That's legit. Yeah, that's legit.
That's great. That's story.
And everyone's like, oh, did you see that? And I was like, no, I didn't. But
I'll bet it looked good.
Yeah, but I bet it was pretty cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great stories and a whole lot more fun, too. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Been thinking of purchasing a new outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. No need to delay during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offers December 6, 2024. Subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. Four miles excluded. New 2.5 to 25 horsepower four-stroke outboards is dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower towards MSRP value of goods and or services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to consumer. New 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended added 60-month factory limited warranty. New 33 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. First offer by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for detail. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Service of Florida, Inc. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois 60604. 866-937-3983. License number 60023.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time this has been this morning. Still plenty of time to get through. If you got questions, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phone. Or, again, keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You have a good text, huh?
I definitely did. This one says, good morning, guys. Kind of a little bit similar to what we talked about last time, but in terms of destination. It says, good morning, guys, and happy Sunday. Question for Andy. Does the rooster still fish Clipperton Atoll? And also, what other destinations might a person flying on a trip that's 18 days of length or longer? That's from Raina in Irvine.
We do not do Clipperton anymore. I think one boat in the fleet does or did. I don't know if he has any scheduled this year, but the Royal Polaris did some Clipperton trips. And I think I think Royal Star did one too. But we've only done a couple of those trips over the years, and our destinations are mostly the Hurricane Bank and the areas surrounding there. So to answer your question, you know, a big part of all of these schedules on all of these long-range boats are anywhere from San Diego down to Cabo San Lucas is the main destination, that whole ridge area.
And you're going wherever you're going to provide the best fishing for your 23 guys, that's where you're going to go.
Absolutely. They are freelance to a point. You know, there are destinations, Alejos Rocks, and we may see Guadalupe Island again, never say never. We may see that coming in the next decade or so, depending on what Mexican regulations have install for us here in the future. But, you know, holding on to areas is just as hard as having areas. You know, you make sure that you're compliant and make sure that you're friendly to the locals, man. I mean, that's become more precious than anything, is understanding that it is a privilege to go down there and fish in another country and respect the locals. 100%.
Well, absolutely. Awesome. For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick. And for Captain Andy, I did get to fish on the Rooster a couple times. Early in Andy's career, well, Andy had a broken arm. Last time Andy goes, that was quite a while back.
It was a finger. But it just looked like the arm.
But so some years ago on the Let's Talk Hookup radio show, somebody asked you about the origin of the name of your boat. And I was wondering, does it go back to Nick Cates or back to, like, Lee Palm? And you didn't really... You said it. I kind of can't talk about it. Have you figured out a way to tell the story yet?
So there's a stretch of boats. There's the Chabasco. Which is now the the Old Glory. There's the Red Rooster II, which is now the Islander. And there's the original Red Rooster, which is the Ranger 85. And you got to remember, this Ranger 85 was back during the Korean War.
Wow.
You know, so this dates way back.
Yeah.
So allegedly, the Red Rooster was a opium den in Korea.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. So there you have
it. Wow. No kidding.
Yep.
Like a famous spot.
Evidently.
Okay.
That was interesting.
That was a Lee Palm.
That was a Lee Palm deal. Now, and of course, your dad, Nick Cates, got you into this business, right?
Yeah, he was involved with Buzz Brizendine with the Prowler.
Right.
Rest in peace, the Prowler.
Yep.
And the new Loanne.
Yeah.
You know, which is still operating a lot with Marcus.
Yeah. And so, Adam, yeah.
Yeah, and Adam. So, right. Yeah, my dad's doing great, and Buzz is doing good. I just ran into Buzz the other day.
He works at the fuel dock over at Pearson's in Shelter Island. Yep.
Yep. He's got a nice retirement job over there. With the rest
and
of
what
him.
About your dad?
My dad loves gardening and taking care of his rentals.
Oh, okay. Good for him. He was a smart man in the day then,
He's been retired for a long time.
Good for him.
You know? know.
All the smart people bought rentals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's doing good.
But the smart people did, right? Hey, John in Wildomar says, I have an old Red Rooster 3 t-shirt, probably in the 80s and 90s, and it's showing its age. How do I get a new one?
Well, you kind of have to be in a proximity of Red Rooster, but if you want to contact the office and talk to Maria, you can dial us at 619-224-3857, and she will ship one out to
She'll
you.
She'll ship one to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have the new version.
It's not online booking. It's not online shopping, but it's on phone.
On phone shopping.
Yeah.
And that's
personal
another
touch.
Thing. You don't book trips on the Red Rooster 3 online. You book them over the phone.
Over the phone. So our bookings are done Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
8 to 4.
So it's a little bit dysfunctional.
So if you want to get on that La Paz trip, the Mag Bay trip, you got to call tomorrow.
You got to call tomorrow morning.
Or leave a message on the machine. Maybe.
Or leave a message.
Yeah.
You could send...
What's the number?
The number is 619-224-3857.
All right.
Yeah, and Maria is there diligently from 8 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and she's a doll. You'll love talking to her, and she'll tell you exactly what's available and tell you a little bit about the boat and what to expect.
You could joke and call it dysfunctional, but there's something to be said about the personal touch of having a person. You're not making a mistake online with all your money. You're not clicking on the wrong trip. You're talking to a person. You're finding out about staterooms. She's answering your questions. I mean, there's a lot to be said about picking up the phone and talking to somebody that's helping you book your big fishing trip for the year.
It's a lost art.
Totally.
And it's a comfortable feeling to be able to call. What I mean.
I know you're
functional. It does eliminate your Saturdays and Sundays. When a lot of people sit down and say, "Hey, we're going to do this trip," you know, "Oh, we got to wait till tomorrow."
What about an email?
Just you can send an email at office@redrooster3.
The number 3.
Yeah, the number
office,
3.
office@redrooster3.com. Yeah, I've sent an email, so I'm pretty sure that's the one.
No, it's at Gmail.
Oh, at Gmail.
Yeah, because we got hacked.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got hacked, and it wouldn't work. So let me...
Yeah, we better get the correct one here. So, yeah, the old one. But so the always the best way is just to call the office.
Just call. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Call the office or send an email.
It's office.redrooster3@gmail.com.
office.redrooster3@gmail.com.
Right. And so, yeah, you could send her an email and say, "Hey, I'm interested in this, what you have available on the whale trips," and she'll get back to you right away. Anytime, if you want to send an email today, you could do that. But it is a nice touch, and it is a lost art. But
totally.
it really, like you said, you have a nice feeling when you call and you talk to somebody.
Talk to Maria, she's a sweetheart, and take care of you.
All right. Well, I had a great text come through. Speaking of Mag Bay trips, it's from Dave. Says, "Hey, on the Mag Bay trips, is there any opportunity to kayak and explore the mangrove areas? I have an I-9 inflatable kayak that's no bigger than a backpack when I bring. Also, is there any chance to bring a bass rod?" Those are all questions from Dave in San Diego.
Well, you could bring your kayak. It just there's definitely times where you could deploy that. Around Magdalena Island and around mangroves up by Lopez Mateo. But you got to understand, I'm on an itinerary, so I can't just stop anywhere.
You're moving.
And say, "Hey, go ahead and launch your deal." But there are plenty of areas
where
we're sitting, and if you wanted to sacrifice going whaling and you wanted to go kayak fishing, you could do that. You could do that. Now, we've had people that have done that, too. Instead of going whaling, they say, "Hey, we'd want to go fishing." So instead of hiring a ponga for whale watching, I would bring in a fishing ponga, and then they would get on that and do that.
And
for the
do the mangroves and snappers and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sounds cool. Which one would you do, Rick?
I do the whales. I mean, like,
yeah,
I know.
When in Rome.
Yeah, I know. Like, you're going, when are you going to have that opportunity again?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe one day whale, one day fishing.
There you go. That's not bad. that doesn't sound bad.
No, that guys have done that.
Yeah,
for sure.
But just to get to see that thing's pretty special.
Be able to have that option.
Totally. Yeah, you're going
that's
on this
nice
trip
for a
reason.
Nice that you have that option, though. So, in other words, if you want to go fishing, you don't necessarily need to bring your kayak. You could go on a ponga.
Sounds like he wants to bring that kayak.
Well, which would be super cool.
Yeah.
That I-9 inflatable?
Yeah, blow that baby up and deploy.
Oh, it's show up and blow up.
Yeah, it would be a morning activity, too, because you don't want to get involved in, you know how it is when it gets windy. Not that great.
Yeah, for sure.
Kayaking in the wind is not, it's like stand-up paddle in the wind. Not that fun.
Hey, Van in Valley Center asks, great show. Question for Andy. What length of trip would you give me the best chance to catch a yellowfin tuna over 200 pounds? That's a tough one.
There's opportunities now, but it's, you know, this is the lower banks fishery, but it's not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
You know, it's an all-day, maybe get a bite, and if it falls off, that was it. Any of our longer trips being 15-day trips, you know, you're going to have multiple opportunities. And if you do them consecutively year after year after year and find that that's your comfort level on that particular trip, there will be a trip.
Now,
there will be a trip.
Ride down, fly back trips, because Jack used to love those.
Yeah, well,
he'd spend his time down in Cabo and hang out down there on the way back.
Well, we have a fly-in, fly-out trip.
Oh, you do have a fly-in,
fly-out.
That
we do in January. And
how many days is that?
That's a 15-day. So
it is?
It's 10 days. But what we did is we converted it to San Carlos. So we have people fly to La Paz and then stay in La Paz and then come to San Carlos because it gives you an extra 2 days of fishing.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't have to go all the way down to Cabo San Lucas to pick you up. I pick you up in Magdalena Bay. So we changed that, and we're doing that this year.
Cool. What a cool idea.
And we're bringing our fly-home trips to there, too.
And then you also, so they're going to fly down, fly back from San Carlos and La Paz.
From San Carlos.
And so it's a 15-day trip, but you're only 10 days on the boat.
Correct.
Wow. So it's actually like a 10-day trip because you're flying down, flying back.
Correct.
So that would be a good one for you, would be a very good chance to catch.
And that's an accurate trip.
Oh, okay.
So that's a Bob Peterson accurate trip.
I'll bet Jack designed that, too, so he could spend some time.
Jack was a loyalist of flying home.
Yeah,
100%. He says, no fly, no me.
I'm with Jack. For sure.
Well, the phones are packed up. Why don't we jump right back into him and talk to Steve, who's calling us from Bishop this morning. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Steve.
I'm one lucky son of a gun. You know what? I'm going fishing on the Red Rooster 3 this coming Thursday. We're out on a 10-day accurate sponsorship.
Oh, you're lucky dog.
You are lucky dog. Good for you.
Dude.
Well, I'll be there with bells on.
The 10-day. Yes, you will. And you know what else I'm doing? Is the next trip I have is a 15-day in January. Guess who's joining me for that one? Paul Oster from up in Mammoth. Yeah.
He's going to make a resurgence. Good. I'm
he's
glad
coming
to hear
back.
That, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he was disappointed he got sick before the 8-day trip.
Oh,
well, that's great, Steve.
Bummer.
I hope you guys have an awesome trip.
You know, we always pack up a ton of tackle for a 10-day trip in the fall because there's so many fish to catch. Now you got to add two extra outfits. You got to have a 100 and 130-pound outfit for that all-day punishment at the rail down in the lower banks.
Oh, that's fun.
And,
well, have a
and
great
we're
trip,
looking
man.
Forward, looking forward to soaking that bait.
All right,
good for you, Steve.
We'll see you in a few days.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Have a good one, Horace.
Yeah, this is from John in Escondido. Good morning, guys. My wife Cindy and I are listening to the show. That 4-day Riviera cruise trip sounds awesome. Is there any way that we can book for next year's 2026? Unfortunately, we can't fit the dates in for this 2025, but I'm 100% in.
There is. I mean, like I said, you can call tomorrow morning, and you can, and the dates are going to be very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
So you just say, put me on the list for the 2026 trip.
Correct. Yeah. And then there you go.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Matthew is calling us, and he's in the 805 area code area, but he has a good question. He has actually not a good question, but a good comment. He says, I go on 5 trips a year, and I always call and book my trip and my fish processing. That's the other thing. When you book a trip, don't forget to book your fish processing.
Absolutely.
Call Fisherman's Processing. You can do it online now. Because fish processing is such an important part of a long-range trip these days, right?
It is. It is. And remember, when you come out on these trips, if you're fish rich, you know, you're feel free to release.
Yeah, cut them
yes.
off, man. No problem.
Cut
There's
them
no harm.
Come back and catch them again.
Absolutely. There is no harm in releasing fish. No harm in
no,
it.
No, not at all. I mean, and especially yellowtail, yellowfin tuna, they release just fine.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
They love it.
Not a problem at all.
That's awesome. Hi, guys. The Red Rooster 3 Mag Bay trips, where the mangroves go. What are your favorite sightseeing opportunities that you've seen on your trips? And also, Andy, is there any music? I can't imagine dancing with my wife on the bow of the deck of the rooster underneath the stars. Bob in Huntington Beach.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Well, a lot of people bring their own little music box, which is a good idea. You need to just connect to your phone, and you
totally.
Can do that. But, you know, also we have the satellite TV, and it's got that sweet music line on satellite music that's pumped into the galley there. So, and I usually keep it on something civilized like the classic rock,
yeah.
which is nice. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of answering.
Dancing on the bow.
And,
yeah. moonlight.
And he was wanting to know your favorite sightseeing that you've seen in all your trips that you've done so far.
Oh, down there?
Yeah.
Not obviously, but the whales. I would have never imagined that it was that exciting to get that close to such a monster animal and see how affectionate they are. But on top of that, there's an area up above there with these sand dunes, and I really would like to investigate that a little bit more, where it's these sharp, sheer dunes, and the wind blows it, and there's sand waterfalls
wow.
that come off
way,
of these.
Really?
And usually at sunset, you go by there, and it's just this glistening. And ironically, here to find out that it's like a top-notch photography place, because sometimes
wow.
we go by there and there's 15 tripods
really?
All laid up, and guys are waiting for this opportunity for this to get this sandfall picture.
Wow.
So there's I could go on and on. There's so many epic mornings and epic sunsets.
So many opportunities there. Hey, real quick, Jimmy in San Marcos says, I'm checking out the YouTube Live for the first time today, and I just want to say it's awesome. So much fun to see a little behind the scenes, different sponsors, see all the inner workings of my favorite show. For those who haven't seen it, check it out. Love the show. That's really cool.
Yeah,
thanks
thank you.
I love to hear that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves $300 to Costa.com. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with North Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at North Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all North Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norsklithium.com, that's NORSKlithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule cool the water.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner of the Costa gift certificate, $300. Andy's going to do us the honor flipping the prize coin. Do it to it. All right, today we have a texter as a winner. Congratulations, Van in Valley Center. You've got yourself $300 coming your way from Costa Del Mar.
Yeah,
so rad.
Awesome. What a great show, Andy. We'd love to have you more often, but hard to corral you because you're on the boat a lot.
Yeah, less now.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get you back in here sometime
soon.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Red Rooster, for including one of those spots left on that one trip, the four-day fly down, fly back whale trip, what is the best way to do that?
Well, you can call the office. The office is open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, 619-224-3857.
That's the best way.
That's the best way. The next best way, or equally best, is to email at
office.redrooster3@gmail.com.
Yes.
Office dot,
I'm reading the one off.
office.redrooster3@gmail.com. Yeah. And then and you do have a website that shows trips, right?
Yeah, I have a website. It's redrooster3.com, and that has a notation on there that you can hit, and it'll take you to the Riviera Cruises,
okay,
which are the whale trips.
Okay, so
and that'll tell you a little bit more about them.
Okay, pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, and dates.
So it's redrooster3.com.
Correct.
And there was only one of those two trips that had spots. I'm assuming they're probably going to evaporate after today.
Yeah.
If you want to go,
because there were only 10 spots left.
That's what I'm saying. Call now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just call and get
We've
your line.
We had a lot of people say, I want, like Yusuf says, he wants three spots. So, yeah.
Well,
but they're going fast.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'd like to give as many people as we can an opportunity
cool.
to enjoy this.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, Andy. Keep up the great work at the Red Rooster 3, and we'll look forward to that. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to JP. Thank you, JP, for all that you do on Let's Talk Hookup here, Man in the Board and the Phones. And, of course, Adam, all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're very appreciative of him. And, of course, you out there, our listeners, our callers, our texters, it wouldn't be the same without you. And, of course, all our reporters, too. We appreciate all of you out there. Next Saturday, going to be a great show with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. And then next Sunday, the return of John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. He's going to come back and do a little reminiscing, and he's happy
all
about
right.
that.
I love
so that's going to be super fun. Next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll see you right back here on Let's Talk Hookup. Southern California Sports Fishing Voice, Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We'll see you then.